Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website at waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Miami, Florida, February 3rd and 4th, and in Charleston, South Carolina, May 26th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Anne from New Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, Anne, how are things in New Haven?
They're chilly, but good.
Cool. What do you do there?
I work actually for a small nonprofit that does work in West Africa.
Oh, really? So you travel a lot?
Yes, definitely.
Where have you been recently?
Let's see. My husband and I did a little trip to Southeast Asia recently, to both to Laos and to Vietnam.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You know, I was in Springfield, Illinois yesterday, so...
And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
These undies are royally clean. Nobody knows what they've seen. The tabloids had rumors about the crown's bloomers. These undies belonged to the...
Queen.
Yes, good news.
Oh,
for collectors of British royal memorabilia, this week it was announced that a pair of Queen Elizabeth II's underwear would be up for grabs at the estate sale of a late Miami millionaire. He claimed he got them from a friend who found them aboard a private plane the Queen once used. Hmm. Now, though, we finally know what's in that handbag the Queen is always carrying, a spare pair of underwear in case she mislays the one she's wearing.
Either that or every time the Queen gets on a plane, she gets comfortable.
That's true. Here is your next limerick.
When you travel from home in a jet, we know just how lonely you get. So we'll gladly lend a warm, furry friend. Our hotel offers rooms with a...
pet?
Yes!
Yep.
Thanks to the Kimpton Hotel chain's Guppy Love program, you can now share your room with what the hotel calls one of its goldfish team members. They're not the only hotel to offer pets. At the Fairmont Copley Plaza in Boston, you can go on a walk with a black lab, if you like.
Oh.
And a string of New York hotels have long provided guests with adorable bed bugs.
Oh. I bet that's kind of a jaded black lab, though.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
Right up front, it says, I don't lick.
If they're giving you goldfish to keep you company, that just makes you feel even more depressed. No.
I know.
No. You're talking to a goldfish?
No, it's funny. They don't list the type of pet in your hotel bill. It just says companionship. It doesn't say what. Nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mean to get the goldfish. I just, you know, I clicked the wrong button and then the goldfish.
There is lonely, and then there is renting a goldfish to talk to lonely. That is sad.
Yeah. Couldn't afford the hamster.
Here is your last limerick.
For this blue-themed wedding, I traveled far. Yes, I'm an adult, and I have a car. Those phony Navi don't do it for me. Blue PJs do not make an...
Avatar.
Yes!
Oh.
The province in China, which inspired the breathtaking scenery in Avatar, is trying to cash in with Pandora Weddings. They offer nerd couples the Avatar experience, complete with blue Navi in attendance. But it's nothing like... the real Pandora, said one bride, quote, the Navi were a couple of forestry workers dressed up in long underwear, dyed blue, wearing some very unconvincing masks. It was really pathetic. Pandora Weddings has apologized. They say they're offering disgruntled couples one of their other James Cameron packages, the Titanic honeymoon trip. Carl, how did Anne do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.